How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm thankful you tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 3, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse number 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And so we've had thus far the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ through his mother and or through Joseph rather, and the lineage of Mary is found in the book of Luke. And then we've had here about the Lord Jesus' young life and his fleeing from Herod and then going down to Egypt, the provision that the Lord blessed with the wise men, and that the Lord came to Nazareth. And so here in the Gospel of Matthew, we've got 20-some years that passed by right here between these two chapters. And now the Lord Jesus is around 30 years old, and John the Baptist, his cousin, the son of Elizabeth and Zechariah, he's starting his ministry. And so we embark upon that here in the book of Matthew, chapter 3. And so in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. He's a grown man too. And saying, here's his message, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so this message of repentance, the message of repentance is at hand, being preached by John to those there in Israel, in Judea, in Samaria, in Galilee. And it says here, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, or Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And so this is, John has been prophesied and about, and it's time. It's finally come. And you know, that's the way it is with the Lord's prophecy. It always comes to the time, the day, the moment, the hour, the moment in which it is fulfilled. And so here comes John, and he's preaching. He was spoken by Isaiah, and he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Verse 4, the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Now, In our day, they take John and they make him out, many make him out to be a kind of a raving lunatic type of fella. And he was not. He was just a man that was just very utilitarian, very strong and sturdy clothing, and very basic in his fare and what he ate. And he lived in the wilderness and being taught by the Lord in the wilderness and given the word of the Lord to declare in his day and in his ministry. Verse number 5, then it went out to him Jerusalem, to John, and all Judea and the region, all the region round about Jordan, so both sides of the Jordan River, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. So there were those, not all, but there were those that responded to John's message of repentance. And this of confessing sins is not an itemization of their sins, that they gave a full itemization of every sin that they committed, because no person can do that. But they said, yes, I am a sinner. I have sinned against God. I am guilty, and I repent of that before God. And John's requirement for baptism, for them to be baptized, was repentance. And so that's the message he preached, and that's what he held the people to. Verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious elite and leadership of the day, come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring forth therefore fruits meet or suitable that match for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones right here to raise up children unto Abraham. A very interesting thing. The religious leadership in Israel of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they come to John's baptism and they evidently get in line to be baptized by him. And John, do you see this here? John just doesn't receive anybody that gets in line. Because these that have come, they have not been there for the message, and they have not been there, or do not come, repenting. They have not changed, which the people that have come to John in repentance have changed. Because that's what repentance is an admission of sin and guilt for sin and iniquities committed against God, and a turning from that one is guilty for what they have done, and they turn from it to not pursue it and do it anymore. Now understand, we do fail, and there is provision by the Lord in that of continued repentance for his children. But here, these Pharisees and Sadducees, they came, and he scalds them with his message. He calls them a pack of snakes. He calls them a pack of dangerous snakes. Old generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come? You've not been here for the message. Bring therefore fruits meet or suitable that match repentance. He said, you're not doing that. You're just the same. You're same as you've always been. He said, and don't claim your lineage either. Don't claim your lineage, for your status and your position, that I owe you to baptize you because you're Abraham's descendancy. He said, don't do that. Now, what do we see here? If John, looking on at these fellows, understood and knew their wicked hearts, their lack of repentance, their self-righteousness in that, they not being there for the message that he preached, but wanting to just follow in the actions that were in vogue, they thought, in the day, why didn't John line them up and get them under the water? If salvation comes by the putting one under the waters of baptism, why did John even say a word unto them? But he did. He did. Salvation is by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not by water baptism. And so John declares unto them, you guys haven't repented. You've not heard the message. You don't believe the message that I'm preaching and the one about whom I am preaching. You don't believe it. You don't receive it. You don't accept it. You don't receive it. You don't believe it. If it was so that baptism would save sinners, seems like John would have brought those fellows from the end of the line right down front and got them under the water to get them converted. But salvation's not that way. Salvation doesn't come by water baptism. Salvation comes by repentance of sins before God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a turning from self and self-righteousness and the wickedness of our sins, and they're turning unto the Lord. Then someone is fit to be scripturally baptized. And now also, verse 10, he declares, and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. John's preaching, there's judgment coming. There's going to be a reckoning amongst the trees. And he uses that analogy to describe about people. That which brings forth good fruit, it'll be living and alive because it's alive in Christ. They are alive in Christ. But trees that don't bring forth good fruit are going to be cut down and burned. Just like sinners that are unrepentant, unbelieving, they're going to be burned. Going to be burned, wailing and gnashing of teeth indeed. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, or because of it. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. I'm not worthy to carry his shoes. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, salvation, and with fire, condemnation. He says that those hands are in the hands of the one of whom I preach, the one who I compel the people to turn unto, the one to whom I declare and preach that sinners should repent unto. And so John preaches here to them, and he doesn't rush them in to baptism, but he says, you've not repented, you've not believed, you've not even heard the message. And so here it goes on. He says, he's a baptizer, the Lord Jesus, that's who he's speaking about, is a baptizer with the Holy Ghost, which is salvation, and with fire, which is condemnation of hell, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And so he gives another picture here of the harvest time with the wheat, where they thresh the wheat in the thrashing floor, and they toss it up with a fan, a large woven plate, if you will, a fan. It's as big as a man would hold out his arms and larger. They get that under the wheat that's been tromped, and they throw it up, and the chaff blows off to the side, and the wheat comes back down there in the threshing floor, and they take the wheat, the grain, the kernel, and they put it in the garner and the silo and the storage place. And he says, the Lord's going to take that chaff. He's going to burn it. He's going to take the grain, gather that to himself. He's going to take the chaff and burn it with unquenchable fire. So we have here John the Baptist, John the baptizer. We can read more in the Gospel of John about him, and what he declares is that he was sent to baptize by the Lord. And the thing is if baptism would save, why didn't John baptize everybody he could get his hands on? Regardless of what they thought, regardless of what they said, here's was a prime opportunity. If baptism saves sinners, why didn't John get these fellows and drag them into the water to get them turned? But salvation is not by baptism. Salvation is by repentance of sins before God, which John preached, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which John preached. A proclamation of judgment to come for the wicked, the disobedient, the unrepentant. John preached that very message. I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.